Red. Written by Felicity McLean and read by Meg Holt. Sid had promised that Datsun was gold. To be honest, it wasn't even bronze. But what did I care? I must have only been 4 or 5 years old the day we collected Sid's car from Wyoming and drove it the long way home, just the two of us, Sid and me, in the full dazzle of summer sun. And the whole time Sid singing, "Hi, yo, silver," though that Datsun's supposedly gold. Yeah, we drove home in the sunshine singing, "Hi, yo, silver." It's the earliest memory of my dad that I've got. Sid let me ride shotgun, probably even called it that in that daggy way he used to say, "Howdy, partner," and "Saddle up," and "You ride shotgun." Even though I didn't know what a shotgun was, wouldn't have known one if it bit me on the bum. I still don't, if you want to know the truth. Yeah, despite what they say about me. And so what if Sid let me ride in the front passenger seat? Sure, there were probably laws against that kind of thing. But still, there's me sitting up next to him, yeah, perched like royalty on his balled-up jacket, just so's I could see over the dash. And through the windscreen, on the bonnet, the sun's yoke sat fair and square, like the whole world was served up for us. That Datsun was a two-tone white-brown number, like riding round in a block of Cadbury's top deck. Yeah, the 180B was Sid's first car. And they say you never forget your first. Sure, there were other cars before the Datsun. And there've been other cars since, like the Sandman that Sid was just minding for a mate. And later, the Tirana that showed up and then shot through so quick it gave a kid whiplash to witness. But that Datsun was the first car that Sid paid good money for. Probably the only one, if I'm honest with you. And who cares that it was used and that it came with used cigarette smoke and burns on the bucket seats to boot? Because that Datsun was ours. It was mine and Sydney's. Sid was tickled pink with the shit-coloured thing.